Michael Devine, when you want compelling talk.
You don't have bad luck. The reason that bad things happen to you is because you're a dumbass.
Divine Intervention is online at yourfortdodge.com, on Twitter at jmike1400.
Okay, this is AM 1400, KVFD, the voice of Fort Dodge. Yeah, I got a call in the last hour from a really old listener, I suspect, who accused me of being a leftist because I was playing rock music. Well, this is a Deep Purple, but it's 42 years old. The song is 42. I know it's hard to let go of your youth, but after 42 years, yeah, I think I don't think that song is associated with any sort of radicalism or political position one way or the other. At least it wasn't to me when I was trying to dance to it, I think, a couple of times over at the Larimore Ballroom. It was a Playmore, maybe, then. I don't know. Long time ago. We welcome some folks from Vanguard Appraisals here today. Mr. Robert Ehler is here. He is the president of Vanguard Appraisals. Jim Sinclair is Mass Appraisal Associate, and Eric Cruz, Vice President of Appraisal Operations. Gentlemen, welcome to the program. We also have Angie Vincent, and what's your story over there, Miss Angie?
I am the County Assessor.
Yes, you are. You're the County Assessor. So, first of all, Angie, we have hired Vanguard to do what?
We have hired them to do a reappraisal in Webster County of all the urban areas, and out in the rural areas, they're going to do the commercial and industrial also.
Mr. Ehlers, let's talk first about Vanguard and where it came from, and what kind of, if you could explain the business to us a little bit, that would be good.
Great. Vanguard Appraisals is a mass appraisal company. We are located in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. We specialize in doing mass appraisal work for county assessors in seven states in the Midwest. The purpose of these projects is to make sure the information that people's assessments are based on is current and accurate, to make sure everybody is assessed equally. We also have software that we have developed that our appraisers use, mm-hmm. and we also sell that software to county assessors, again, in the same seven states that we work in, and Vanguard is currently celebrating our 50-year anniversary this year.
Really? Been around that long?
Yes, 50
years.
Have.
How long have you been with the company?
38 years.
30 years? So you've been around the whole
long
company.
Time.
So, Angie, is this an attempt to raise our taxes here in the county or what?
Absolutely not. What we're trying to do is get assessments equitable. That's all we're trying to do.
Assessments equitable.
Yep. We talked last time that if you and I had a house, identical house, on the same block, and I've remodeled mine, but you haven't, and we have the same assessment, not fair for you, or for me anyway, you anyway.
No, I wouldn't say that was true at all. So mass appraisals, explain mass appraisals, Mr. Sinclair or Mr. Cruz, either one. Can you explain mass appraisals? That's kind of an unusual term.
Yes, we don't do a typical fee appraisal where you have your comps and do a specific appraisal. We do. We look at all the properties that have sold within a jurisdiction, and we relate that to the market. What is the market doing? Mm-hmm. Our job and our goal is to put fair market value on everyone's property, and a mass appraisal is doing that all within a specific short period of time.
Now, you do it at the county level, city level, or how do you do your job?
Actually, typically at the county level. We do some cities as well, but most of our jurisdictions are at the county level.
Okay.
That's correct.
How long you got? Now, have you been in the county for a while?
We have not started this project
yet.
We have started it in the office. We have started the prep work on it, but we do not have anybody out in the field doing the field work yet.
Okay.
So that's getting close.
We have a different definition of field work in Webster County. There's guys out there frantically trying to do some right now.
I hear you. I grew up on a farm, so yeah. I know all about that.
Okay. Mr. Ehlers, when we do these appraisals, will this require you and your staff to go into people's houses?
Yes. The contract we have with the county does state that we will do interior inspections.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody has to allow the inspectors in, but the gentlemen that will be doing these inspections are merely trying to get the information that is necessary to arrive at the market value.
What is the consequence, if any, if someone does not allow you to come into the residence?
If we're not allowed in, the appraiser is going to estimate the interior information to the best of their ability.
Okay, so we'll have no county sheriffs.
There is no law, no requirement that people have to let us in.
Okay.
As I said, the purpose is to make sure everybody's value is based on accurate information. So if we can get an inspection, we'll just be that much more accurate.
Yeah, okay. Well, explain the process. I mean, do you call people or do you let them know by a letter or email or something that you'll be there?
We will work with the county to notify property owners the areas we're working in. We do not schedule specific appointments for each house. The reason that is done is the project would take basically forever to get done when you're doing this volume of properties. So we stop at each property at least three times trying to find somebody at the residence. After three stops, the stops will be once in the morning, once in the afternoon, once after hours, or on a weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And so each stop will be at a different phase of the day. After three attempts, if we do not find anybody home, we will estimate the property. The contract with the county does guarantee that we will have a 70% entry rate. So if we cannot achieve 70% on those three stops, we'll make a fourth stop and so forth.
Okay, so you find people at home, you ask for entrance, you get the entrance is granted. And what do you look for exactly, or how long does this process take?
It depends on
the size of the property, I realize.
Right, the average house is probably only 5 to 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Usually our inspectors are going to ask to start at the basement level and they will work up. So in the basement, they are looking at the vintage or the age of the furnace, the condition of the foundation. If there is any basement finish, they're going to want to measure that area up, mm-hmm. determine, you know, count up any bathrooms that are down there. They will then inspect the main floor of the house, and they're looking at room counts, condition, quality of kitchens and bathrooms are all noted. So on an old house, that's much more of an important issue. In today's world, people like modern kitchens, modern bathrooms.
Yes.
So those types of things get noted. As I said, bathroom counts. The person who inspects the house is not the appraiser. That is not the person who is going to set the value.
Right.
They are gathering the information for the appraiser. The appraiser actually comes later in the process. So every property, there will be a second person who stops by. They do not inspect the property. They're actually looking at the property from their car. They have all the information on their website or on the computer from the first person's inspection. They have all the sales that occurred in Fort Dodge or anywhere in the county, and they correlate that information into a value.
Okay. Angie Vincent is here, AM 1400, KVFT, the voice of Fort Dodge, the assessor. What brought this on? Why did you see a need, or why did the fun haters who make up the Board of Supervisors, why did you see this as a need?
Well, it had been since 1997, since we did our last one. And although we do inspections from the outside.
What did you do in 1997?
The same exact thing. We hired Vanguard Appraisals.
Okay.
And yep, they came in and did this process back then. And so we're just trying to update our records and, like you said, get them to fair market value. And so everybody's equal.
Everybody's equal. So you canvass the county then. You go to farms. You go everywhere. Businesses or not?
In 2011, we did a reappraisal here of all the properties not inside the incorporated city, so all the rural properties.
Okay.
So this
in 2007.
Right. For the 2021 2020 assessment, we are doing a reappraisal of all the urban residentials, and the commercials will be done for 2021.
Okay. All right. The commercials. Let me make sure I just heard you right. The commercials will not be done until 2021?
They'll be done in the year of 2020 for the January 1st of 2021 assessment.
There we go. I'm glad we clarified that. Anyway, this is AM 1400 KVFD, the voice of Fort Dodge. We're talking with Angie Vinson, who is the assessor, and some representatives of Vanguard Appraisals for the first time in apparently over 20 years. The county, with the exception of commercial properties right now, all of the homes and farmsteads in our county will be appraised by Vanguard Appraisals. Again, do you try to get a hold of the homeowners? I know we went through this before. Or do you try to catch them at home, or what do you do?
We try to catch them at home. Okay. What happens a lot when these projects, word of mouth passes through the neighborhood when our representatives are inspecting a certain neighborhood, and people that want their home inspected will typically call the assessor's office and say they weren't home when the inspectors were around. That information will be given to us, and those people we would call and set up appointments.
You know, we have some older folks, Mr. Ehlers, older ladies living alone. They may be intimidated by the sight of a man or anybody really requesting entrance to their homes. What should Angie, do you have an idea as what should be done there?
If they're uncomfortable, they can absolutely call our office. All the guys will have badges. Their cars will be clearly marked. So we just request, you know, that they cooperate. And I understand there's uncomfortability there, but they will be properly marked and identified. And in doubt, call our office.
Yes, sir.
I might add to that all the representatives will have their information with the city police departments, the county sheriff's office, and we will have pictures of the people doing the inspections on the assessor's website.
Okay.
That way, any property owner that wants verification, all they'd have to do when our representative shows up is take a look at the website, and they will be able to see that that person's picture is on the website and that he is part of the project.
Can a person ask you to come back later or the next day or in 3 days? Is that allowed? Or
if there is a hardship at the time of the inspection, our appraisers will do their best to work with them to come at a time that is more convenient.
Okay. Well, the hardship, you know, could be they're just having dinner. A late
exactly.
Dinner, you know, and they don't want to deal with it at that particular minute or whatever. But you would cooperate then as far as the times and those sort of things are concerned.
Sure. Our representatives understand when you're cold calling that you catch people at a bad time. And if they're going to be in the neighborhood for a while, they'll ask, well, how about if I come back a couple hours later, something sure. of that nature.
Mr. Cruz, how did you get into this business? You must have had a real estate background, obviously.
Absolutely not.
No.
I graduated from college. And
Where'd you go to school?
I went to Northwestern College in Orange City, Iowa. So I'm from Allison, Iowa originally. And I had just graduated from college and was looking for a job. And my mom saw an ad in the paper for a residential lister, is what we call the guys who are out in the field doing the work. And it was to work in Hardin County. So I thought, oh, this will be interesting. Let's try this for a while. Something to do for the summer. So here I am 25 years later. Absolutely.
Orange City is a pretty town.
It is. Very nice town.
We have a couple. Decorah, where Luther College is.
Oh, yeah. That's beautiful.
It's a very beautiful area. And
Bob here is from Calmer, we're both small town guys. He's from Calmer, which is close to Decorah there, and I'm from Allison, which is over by Waterloo, between Waterloo and Mason City.
Oh, I know where it is. Where are you from there, Jim Sinclair?
I was born in Knoxville, Iowa.
Big city kid then, huh?
Oh, yeah. Spent a lot of my life in California, moved back to Iowa about 2004. Shortly thereafter, retired, and I was a plumber. I retired, saw an ad in the paper. I thought it would be really interesting, so I applied and was going to work for a year, and over 3 years later, I'm still here.
So you got in this business relatively later in life.
Correct.
I mean, you're a young fellow as far as I'm concerned, but you...
I don't know about that.
what made you pursue this further?
I think we provide a pretty good service for the people. I really enjoy going door to door, meeting people.
You like that?
You meet a lot of really nice people. A lot of people are surprised when I tell them that. They'll say, "Oh boy, I think you probably meet a lot of grumpy people." And you meet a few.
You know, that's exactly right. I was going to get to that question. You know, you don't seem like guys that are hard to get along with, but I bet a lot of people just don't want to cooperate.
Yeah.
There's some, a percentage.
There's a percentage.
They think you're combined insurance salesman or something. They're waiting for you to say, "I've been showing this to your neighbors, and we believe this will interest you also."
Yeah. You get some of that. Most people, if they listen to you, take the time to listen to you, and, you know, we explain what we're doing, why we're there. Most people are pretty good with it, and, like, just to go on with what Bob was saying, you know, a lot of the older sometimes older women or men, you know, will feel uncomfortable.
Yeah,
We're very understanding with that.
Mm-hmm.
I've gone to next door, got one of the neighbors to come over.
That's a smart thing.
Or ask if their daughter, you know, if they got a son or daughter, maybe I can come back later that day or the next day. We work with people, and people are pretty understanding. So
yeah, my mom's 85. I don't know if you get in her house. I'll tell you, she lives by herself, you know. Yep. And there's a lot of well, you guys are from Iowa, you know the story. I mean, there's a lot of older people living alone, and they're hesitant. They're just hesitant. And I think that's, unless you're in a college town like Iowa City somewhere, I think that's probably the case. Have you guys ever gone? Well, you're close to Iowa City anyway. You guys live in Cedar Rapids. Have you ever gone down there to assess property and run into a civil liberties argument or something?
Oh, yeah, we've actually done reappraisal work in Iowa City, and it was many years ago. I was pretty young with the company. I know I volunteered to do the inspection of all the sororities in the city.
There you go.
For them.
Now you're talking.
The college kids really didn't seem to have much of an attitude about people inspecting their houses. They were more interested in doing their thing, and they just let you kind of walk through the house and didn't really care.
Well, you know, the younger people would probably be that way. It's the older people, I would think, are a little more, well, you know, they just live by themselves. Older people in Iowa are just that way, you know.
Well, and people that rent don't tend to be quite as conscious of the situation.
If they only knew the property taxes went up, their rent would go up. Maybe they'd have a better Anyway, how long are you guys going to be in town? How long a process is this? I mean, week, 2 weeks, month?
The appraisers or the inspectors will come in about a month, and they will be here for about a year, a little bit more than a year. The residential project is due to be done January 1st of 2020, so about a year and a half.
Okay, you're going to have to turn down your radio if you're going to ask a question. This is AM 1400 KVFD. Hello.
Hello. You were saying the taxes won't increase, but if the value increases, then the taxes definitely won't increase, correct?
I'm thinking that's the case, yes.
And if you're not happy with your value, what do you do then?
There you go, assessor. What do you do if you're not happy with your value?
When we finish the project, each property owner will be sent a notice, and it will tell them what value we set on the property. On that notice will also be the information for a website that you will be able to go to and see what information we actually gathered on your home. And if you feel that anything is in error, we will be back to meet with property owners, and we will address each property owner's concerns one-on-one.
All right.
I might also address her comments about whether this will increase taxes. The purpose of this project is not to increase taxes. The purpose of this project is to make sure that everybody's value is consistent with their neighbors, to make sure that each person is paying their fair share of the tax burden, nothing more and nothing less.
All right. This is AM 1400 KVFD. Good afternoon. You're on the air. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
Yes. You said you last time you did this was in 1997?
Yeah, that's what we're told, yeah.
How was in which direction were the taxes adjusted? Did they go up? Did they go down? Or did it just was it a wash?
Angie, do you want to handle that one?
Well, in some areas it went up, some went down, some stayed the same. There wasn't this is what we're trying to avoid. We do not want a state order where the state can come in and everybody's property is raised or lowered at the same rate. What we're trying to do is raise and lower people as needed.
Uh-huh. So across the board, as an average, through the county or, say, within the city limits, was it up, down, or, you know, not? I'm not just talking neighbors or, you know, the next block over. Just in general, did the city generally go up or generally go down or what?
Typically when a project like this is done, there is a slight increase in the assessed values, and that is mainly due to over 20, by the time the project's done, it's going to have been about 25 years since the last time something like this was done. People have done remodeling they have not gotten permits for, basement finishes that have been added that they did not get permits. So the value that's added for these things that have never been recognized in the assessments is typically what causes us the increases in value. But it can depend, but most of them are just a few percentage points of an increase.
Has it single digits or typically?
That really has to do more with what's happening to the real estate market. You know, we look at the market today, and a lot of areas in Iowa right now, the real estate market is revving up right now. So if that were to continue towards the end of the project, you would see a more of an increase in the values, and it wouldn't have as much to do with the reappraisal as it is that values are just going up right at that time. And if the market stays somewhat flat between now and then, and the only increases is going to be due to the new items picked up, then the increase will be much smaller.
What do you think, sir? Do you think the Webster County Board of Supervisors are a bunch of fun haters?
Fun haters?
Fun haters,
well,
yeah.
I tell you, are you in regards to that four-wheelers?
Yeah, four-wheelers on P-59 South.
Pardon me?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, on the four-wheelers? No, I would say that's just common sense. You're picking up a lot of liability when you put anything out on public roads or sidewalks or anything.
So you're a fun hater, too?
You know.
Okay. All right. You fun haters must be organizing around town somewhere. I just don't. Anyway, we've been talking with Vanguard Appraisals, Mr. Robert Ehler, Eric Cruz, and Jim Sinclair, as well as the assessor here in Webster County, Angie Vincent. We got a lot of information out, and there's still somebody who's going to want to call here. All right. Good afternoon. You're on the air at AM 1400 KBFD.
Yeah, I want to know when they assess the house, do they on the farmstead, do they assess all the outbuildings too?
Do you assess the outbuildings on a farmstead?
Actually, there was a little miscommunication. I said earlier that in 2011, we did a reappraisal of all the farms or farmhouses. So actually, this project is only for the homes inside the city limits.
All right. We must be done because my keyboard on the phone here just went to hell. So, guys, thanks a lot.